a question for you this morning. What do you do when you're asked to do something important, but you don't want to do it? Has that ever happened to you? Being asked to do something might be important, like, I don't know, tidying your bedroom. Who likes tidying their bedroom? Oh, Mike does. Mike's got a very tidy bedroom. An example to us all. Very good. That's more than I do. Yeah. Sometimes when we're asked to do a task like that, or what about when you're asked to do your homework? Sometimes we think, okay, we'll do it straight away, get it over and done with. Other times we put it off, don't we? And adults as well, sometimes in life we're asked to do something important. Might be somebody who's our boss. It might be a friend. Might be a stranger. Might be somebody in our family. We're asked to do something, but we find it really hard to say yes. Well, we know that that's true of human nature. And it was also true of Jonah. And I hope that you find that as we hear about Jonah this month, that you'll think, oh, it's good. It's good that in the Bible there is somebody who feels a little bit like me, a little bit like someone who finds it hard to say yes straight away. Jonah was asked to do something important by God. He was asked to speak to the people of Nineveh, which was a long way away from his home. And we'll discover today in our all-age worship the lengths that Jonah went to try to run away from God and his calling. And we're going to hear now words from Jonah chapter 1. And we've got quite a large cast who are going to help us with this. So we've got a Jonah somewhere. Where's our Jonah? Here we are. Here's Jonah. Katie. And we've also got a narrator, which is myself. And then we've got Joe. So we'll need that microphone on as well. And which part are you, Joe?
I'm the captain.
You're the captain of the ship. And then we've also got the sailors, which is James. And so he can speak from there, James, for your bit. Okay. Oh, yeah, and we've also got the Lord as well. So
he's always here.
Always here. This is the story of Jonah chapter 1. The Lord said to Jonah,
go to Nineveh, that great city, and say to the people, the Lord sees all the wrong things you do. Turn back to the Lord and change your ways.
Instead, Jonah ran from the Lord. He went to the seaport of Joppa and bought a ticket on a ship heading in the other direction, to Spain. Then he got on the ship and he sailed away to escape. But the Lord made a strong wind blow, and such a bad storm came up that the ship was about to be broken to bits. The sailors were terrified, and they all began to pray to their gods. They even threw cargo overboard to make the ship lighter. All this time, Jonah was down below deck, sound asleep. Can you imagine it? So the captain of the ship went to him and said,
how can you sleep at a time like this? Wake up and pray to your God. Maybe your God will have pity on us and keep us all from drowning.
Finally, the sailors got together and said,
let's roll dice to see who's to blame for this trouble.
It turned out to be Jonah. And they began to ask him,
"Should we blame you for this? Where did you come from? What is your country? What is your real job? You are no sailor."
Jonah answered them,
"I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land."
When the sailors heard this, they were very frightened, because Jonah had already told them that he was running away from the Lord. Then the sailors said to Jonah,
"How did you do this, Jonah?"
The storm was getting worse, until finally the sailors asked him,
"What should we do with you to make the sea calm down?"
Jonah told them,
"Pick me up and throw me into the sea, then the sea will calm down. I am the one who caused this terrible storm."
Instead, the sailors tried their best to row to shore, but they couldn't do it, and the storm was getting worse by the minute. So they prayed to the Lord,
"Please, God, don't let the storm take Jonah's life. Don't hold us guilty of killing an innocent man. All of this happened because you wanted it to."
Then they threw Jonah overboard, and the sea calmed down. The sailors were so terrified that they offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and they made all kinds of promises to God. Now the Lord had prepared a big fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was inside the stomach of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. This is the story of Jonah chapter 1. Thank you to all our readers. And we'll hear more of that story later. We're now going to look to the screen as we're going to see a short animation of part of the story of Jonah.
God spoke to a man named Jonah.
"Get up, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it. I see the evil things they do."
So Jonah got up and boarded a boat that would take him to Tarshish? Wait, that's not where God told Jonah to go. He was supposed to go to Nineveh. This ship was going the opposite direction. But God saw what Jonah was doing. So Jonah sailed away on the ship. Before long, God sent a big storm. Waves pounded the ship. The sailors were afraid and started throwing cargo into the sea, hoping to lighten the ship so it wouldn't sink. The captain went down into the bottom of the ship and found Jonah sleeping.
"Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will save us."
But Jonah had already told some of the sailors that he was running away from the Lord.
"Jonah has done something terrible to cause the storm."
"You're right. I ran away from God. It's my fault that this storm has come upon you. Throw me into the sea and it will calm down."
So the sailors tossed Jonah overboard. As soon as Jonah was in the water, the sea became calm. Down, down into the swirling water went Jonah. Then, gulp! Something swallowed him. Jonah was in the stomach of a big fish. God left him there to learn an important lesson. It took 3 days and 3 nights. Finally, Jonah prayed to God.
"Lord, I praise you and I thank you. You saved me from death. I promise that I will do what you want."
So God spoke to the great fish. It swam up close to the beach and spit Jonah out of its stomach and onto dry land.
Now, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. When you get there, preach what I tell you to preach.
This time, Jonah didn't argue. He obeyed right away, jumping up and heading straight for Nineveh.
Let's think about the first part of that story, what we have seen and heard about Jonah. God told Jonah to do something difficult, but not impossible. Nineveh was 600 miles away from where Jonah lived in Galilee. It was a foreign country. It was quite a violent place. So, in a way, we can understand why Jonah didn't really want that job from the Lord. It was a hard message to deliver. So instead, Jonah ran away from the Lord. God said to Jonah, go west. But Jonah went east. God said to Jonah, get up. But instead, Jonah went down. Jonah goes down to Joppa, down to the ship. And when the storm comes, Jonah goes down to the bottom of the ship, and he lies down. And then Jonah is thrown overboard, and he goes deep down in the water until he is swallowed by the fish and he is down in the belly of the whale. Do you think that by that point Jonah was feeling down? I think so. You know, for the Christian, and remember that Jonah wasn't a non-believer running from God, he was a prophet of the Lord. God's hand was on him. He was a believer. Well, for the Christian, the believer, and for the unbeliever, running away from God is always a downward spiral. Like Jonah, who went down and down. It never leads to a good place. It never leads to the happiness that we are wanting for ourselves. We can connect with Jonah. He's very human. Jonah wanted to be free. And which one of us doesn't? He wanted to be free. Free from responsibility. Free to make his own choices. Free to serve God on his own terms. It's human nature. But instead of finding freedom, Jonah found himself more and more trapped, imprisoned, hook, line, and sinker. I wonder, have you ever tried to run away from God for whatever reason? Have you ever wished that God would just leave you alone? Maybe God has asked you in the past, or is asking you today, to do something difficult but not impossible. Today, are you saying yes? Or are you running away from the place where God wants you to be? Are you running towards somewhere you shouldn't? Is it time to stop and think? Yes, obedience to God will cost us. But as we learn from Jonah, disobedience always costs us more. Always costs us more in the end. And Jonah discovered the hard way, and we can learn from his mistake. Jonah chapter 1 teaches us that we can't run away from God or hide from God and we don't need to. God will always find us. He is everywhere. And the harder we run, the harder God pursues us, runs after us. There's a television program on Channel 4 called Hunted. You might have seen it. Ordinary people are willingly sent on the run from a team of former police and intelligence professionals. And if they can avoid capture for 28 days, then they win a lot of money. As we think about Jonah and ourselves, let's take a look at the program trailer on the screen. So the contestants in that program were running away in fear of being found, of being caught. Is that how we view God? Is that how some people view God? You know, when we try to run away from God like Jonah, we sometimes feel that we've got to that point of no return. No return. Our shame about how we feel about ourselves, or our stubborn pride and independence, prevent us from actually turning around and back to God. We keep on running. We keep living in fear and worry. We think that God will not give us a second chance or a third. We think that God will be angry with us. And sure, today in the animation that we watched, we saw, didn't we, that God is powerful. God sent the storm. But God also sent the fish. It wasn't just by chance that that fish was passing by. It was appointed by God. Yes, God is powerful, but he uses his power for good, for our good. So Jonah, yes, was out of his depth, but he was not out of reach of God's love. He was not out of reach of God's love. God's love will always find us. Today, tomorrow, for all time, if we would but just open our hearts to him. It's amazing love. Love, as we found out today, so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get round it. So low you can't get under it. Wonderful love. So God does not pursue us in anger, but in love. However deep we fall, God's love is deeper, and the everlasting arms are beneath. When we surrender, then we discover the best reward ever. God saved Jonah. God saved Jonah from himself, and he will do the same for us. In the end, Jonah was down, but not out. God is patient with us. When we walk away, when we trespass, when we mess things up, our Father God rescues us, lifts us out of the mess, and sets us on our feet, on the right path. God is patient. And I close with a short video just to represent this patience. Pass it on. If God is like that with us, could we be like that with someone this week? We're going to continue the story next week. But let's pray together now as we think about what we've heard from God today. In James chapter 4, verse 8, we read, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, O sinners, and purify your hearts, you who waver." forgiving, patient God. We are sorry for the times when we think we can escape you, ignore you, or get away with living our lives our own way all the time. You are everywhere, and you turn us back wherever we try to run. Help us to show your amazing love and patience to others, especially those who are different from us. For you love everyone just the same, even those sailors turned back to you. So with Jonah, forgive us, save us, set us on the right path for the sake of Jesus Christ, who came to seek and save the lost. Amen.